well known. That church was about to close, and it now has thousands of members in a broken down area of Brooklyn, New York. And every revival that's ever taken place started out with a handful of people praying. And so God has really spoke to us and is telling us to begin to pray for a move of God that's going to affect not only this church, but the entire area. And I know a lot of churches have done that over the years, but I really believe the Lord's in this. We've had some words from the Lord, and wants to do some big things. And we're in the time of harvest. We're in the end times. We're in the time of harvest. Christ is coming. And so we have to be ready, but it also takes more in prayer. It takes listening to God. And that's what I've been talking about and want to continue today. I want to talk about listening to God and hearing from God, because any person here can hear the voice of God. In fact, I could tell you, you already have. You just may not have tuned into it, but you heard it. The Bible says something very interesting. It says that God talks to children. So I really believe that God spoke to you before you were ever grown up, before you ever became an adult. And I believe God spoke to you as a child. Because he says he speaks to children before you ever became a Christian. I could tell you times when God spoke to me. I didn't realize it until after I got saved, and God took me back to those times where he had spoken to me, and I didn't realize it was God. So God is speaking. The whole plan of God was that God would have a relationship with a group of people that loved him and he could love. It's really that simple. If you summed the whole Bible up, it would be that God wanted people to love him and people he could love. And that was God's purpose. It is God's purpose. It'll always be God's purpose. And he's going to have that group of people, and they will be with him forever. And the door to enter into the plan of God, of course, is the Lord Jesus Christ. If you receive Christ as your Savior, I didn't say if you're religious, I didn't say if you joined the church, I didn't say any of those things. I said if you receive Christ as your personal Savior and Lord, then you can enter into the family of God and begin that process where God is preparing us for his eternity. This life on earth is a very short period of time compared to eternity. In fact, somebody says it's like the head of a pencil compared to just, eons of isn't even time, because there's no time in eternity. It'll just be the ever-present God, and you'll be with him. He'll be your God, and you'll be his people. And that's always been God's plan. The God who could create anything, who could make anything, who could come up with any plan he wanted to have, came up with a plan that he desired you to be in his family. And that really is what the whole Bible is all about. And he made it possible by sending his own son to die on the cross of Calvary for us. And I'm here to tell you this morning, he certainly did not save you and then just let you flounder around in this world. He had a plan. He has a plan. He speaks to us about his plan, and he speaks to us in several different ways. And I'm going to talk about some of that this morning. We've already been talking about God speaks primarily by putting thoughts in your mind or impressions in your mind. But you also have your own thoughts and your impressions, and Satan can put thoughts in your mind. So you have three different sources of voices in your mind, and you have to determine which are of God, which are of you, and which are of the enemy. Otherwise, you're just going to accept anything you think, and I'm going to tell you, you'll be a mess. Because Satan's always coming up with stuff to put in your mind to entice you to get you away from the things of God. It's a constant battle. It's a fight. you get home and you say, well, you know, I just can't understand. I can't understand. I just don't feel like going to church. Well, where do you think that feeling came from? It either came from you or it came from the enemy. It didn't come from God. And so we have to know the difference. Now, there's various other ways God does things, and it's kind of interesting. But sometimes there's just spontaneous thoughts that just come all of a sudden, and you need to determine where they came from, what is the source. If it's of God, do it. If it's of yourself, consider it. If it's of the enemy, refuse it. It's just that simple. We need to refuse the things of the enemy. And so this just presumes that you're faithful to God. It presumes that you're in the Word of God. It presumes you're giving to God and praying and you're seeking God's plan. Then you're going to hear from God. It's just that's a very normal thing to hear from God. So you might be struggling with a difficult situation. You just can't figure it out. Maybe your boss on the job gave you something to do that you don't understand, even though he instructed you how to do it. You just can't figure it out, and it doesn't seem to be coming together, or you're trying to fix something, and it's not working. And all of a sudden, just out of nowhere, you get the answer just like that. Where do you think that came from? Came from God. God, it's just a flash in your mind. You suddenly have the answer. It comes to God. That's why there's been more inventions invented in the United States than any other place in the earlier years of this country because of so many Christians that were seeking God, and God gave them the answer to various things and all of these inventions, and most of them were invented by Christians. It's really interesting. Scientists have come up with medicines and scientific discoveries, and many of these scientists are Christians, and they were in the laboratory working just like anybody else, but all of a sudden it came to them just like that, the answer. And so more Christians have invented, have brought medicines and things into this world because they were an answer to prayer and an answer from the Lord. So many times there's just a word from God. We'd call it sometimes a word just springs from inside of you, from the heart. It just springs out and springs into your mind, and that's because it's the Holy Spirit working from your spirit to your heart to your mind. And that's how God speaks. And he can give you answers to things. He certainly answers prayer. God answers every prayer you pray in some way or another. Whether you see the answer or not, he answers it. And it's very clear in the scriptures. And so we want to give God the credit for these things, just like little Kaylee gave God the credit for winning that game. She had prayed, you see. And I'm not saying every time somebody prays they're going to win a game, but I'll tell you one thing, built up her faith.
That's right.
You see? And sometimes God just does that to build your faith up. And you say, well, my goodness, you know, you always see, if you look, they don't show it always on camera, but in a lot of these professional football games, before or after, there'll be a bunch of players from both teams together praying. And they're not praying to who wins the game. They're praying that nobody's injured. They pray that people be blessed. They pray that they'll do the best job they can possibly do out on the field. And that's what you ought to be doing on the field of life. You should be praying, God, I want to do the best job I can do in this life to prepare for the next one because I want to honor you. Because I'm in your family, you put me here, and I want to be the best I can be in this life. You see, now you have to pray prayers like that. You have to realize your life might be a mess. Your life might be okay. You may just be kind of floating along in life, really not going anywhere. And you've had a lot of visions and dreams for your life, and nothing seems to be working. Well, I can tell you this, be faithful to God, pray to God, and you're going to get answers to your life. You're going to get answers to your prayer. I can tell you that is a fact. I don't know of anybody that's been faithful to God that hasn't had prayer answered. I don't know anybody that's really been faithful to God that hasn't had something answered. Now, there are also things come to your mind like a flash that are from the enemy. They are destructive. They are negative. They are, and it can happen to anybody. The best Christians you can possibly think of can have this happen because Satan has that ability to do that. Now, it doesn't mean he can do anything to your life just because he puts a thought in your mind. If you don't entertain it, you close the door, it's done. There's nothing he can do. It's only when you take that in. And as I've said before, and this is so important to understand, well, the way Satan works, he deceives you into thinking that the thoughts came from you. That's how he does it. And so you start thinking, man, I must be an awful person. My goodness, how could I possibly have that dream I had last night? How could I possibly had that thought in my mind? How could that have happened? Well, it happened because the enemy put it there, but you can toss it right back in his face. Are you listening to me? It's not yours. Don't claim it. Don't speak it, particularly. Don't speak it. You know, you could go and you call up your best friend and say, oh, you know, I had this terrible dream last night, and you go into all these details and you talk about all of it. You know, pretty soon you're going to own it. Are you listening? Pretty soon it's going to be yours. Pretty soon it's going to be part of your life, because when you speak it, it's yours. Because when you speak it, you're agreeing with it. Are you listening to me? You agree to what you speak. That's why you got to be careful what you speak out of your mouth, because you will agree with what you speak. If you speak the things of the enemy, then the enemy has a right to bring those things into your life. It's just really that simple. That's why, you know, you have a group of people, and this is just an example, but they hang out at the local bar every Friday night, and don't you believe that most of what they're going to talk about is negative? Don't you believe it is? It's negative about this person, about that person, about the one next to you. It's negative about something else. And they're in this constant atmosphere of where they're speaking all this negative stuff that came from the enemy and came from some of them. And when they talk about it long enough, they own it. It becomes a part of their life, and they have the awfulest time changing and getting out of that mess, even if they wanted to, because they have owned that in their life, and the only way to change is to come to Christ and to the blood of Jesus and have him cleanse that in your life, and then turn your life to Christ. Then you can start changing the situation, and then you start speaking like Jesus. Start speaking like Jesus. How do you become like Christ? You start speaking his words. It's the same way. You become like the devil speaking his words, or you can become like Christ speaking his words. So you have to be extremely careful what comes out of your mouth, and a lot of times you'd be better off not saying what you're thinking. But it's positive when it's of the Lord, then if you want to become like Jesus, you want to become what he wants you to be, you speak his word. You speak, whether it's a spoken word of God to you personally or whether it's out of the word of God, you speak that, you'll begin to own it. You know, as I said a little while back, it's not any different than a first grade teacher teaching her kids and has them repeat all this stuff. That's how it becomes theirs. The ABCs and so forth. And that's how they learn. They speak that stuff out loud. We have to learn to be smart enough to understand that we control our life by our tongue, And if we want to be like Jesus, we'll speak the words of Jesus. You say, well, the people around me don't want to hear it. Well, that's probably true in a lot of cases. But if you're at home, you do it. You got plenty of time to do it. And work, you can do it on your own. You don't have to upset everybody around you. But you don't have to. You don't have to speak the words of the enemy that they're speaking. Are you listening to me? You don't have to do that, and you won't own it, and it won't happen. So some of us would be better off spending a lot less time on the phone. I heard one amen on that. They even got it. Now you can have a phone in your ear. Well, I think I'd be very careful what I was speaking. Are you listening to me? Because what you are speaking, you will become. I said, what you're speaking, you will become. So you got these thoughts coming into your mind, and sometimes they're destructive flashes that just flash in your mind of the enemy, and sometimes it's right in the middle when you're praying to God. And you say, my goodness, I must be a terrible person. How can I be praying to God and get these terrible thoughts in my mind? Because Satan can put them in there, but you can throw them right back out. You don't have to own them. And it's what we own is what we become, is basically how it works. And that's even in material things and everything else. Sometimes we're better off not owning so much. Because it not only owns us, but it becomes a lifestyle that begins to be us. We become that, you see. Now, the destroyer does that. He puts evil thoughts to distract you from the Lord. That's the purpose. Wherever you are, this can happen. It might be past sins. It might be some thing you fear. Or it might be stress in your life. Or it could be just things that take away time in your life. And some of them are not all bad. I'm talking about from sports to everything imaginable. And it's okay. But I knew a guy that loved the Chicago Blackhawks, a hockey team. And he became a Christian, but he never missed a Blackhawks game. He always went in. Didn't make a difference Sunday when it was, he'd go into a Blackhawks game. Well, the issue is there, the Blackhawks had him. Right. Are you listening? Right. He had to go to the game. He was addicted to the thing. It wasn't not that the game was bad. It doesn't mean he shouldn't ever go to a game. But you don't want those things to have you. I want Christ to have me. Are you listening to me? Too many things in our life have us instead of Christ. That's the issue. And just because you get some weird thought in your mind, maybe you did mess up back there so-and-so. Satan brings it up again. But I can tell you this, it's under the blood of Jesus Christ if you have confessed that sin. I don't care who it is. I have heard the wildest stories you ever heard about somebody's life, 10 times worse than anything anybody here has ever been involved in. And they came to Jesus, and they are blessed saints of God today. And they did stuff you wouldn't even have thought of doing back so-and-so. I mean, just terrible things. I was reading a story this week about where some lady thought that probably she had slept with 1,000 or 2,000 men. And today she's preaching the word of God on the radio. Are you listening to me? God can turn things around. If he created you and every part of you, don't you think he can clean you up? Don't you think he can restore you? I don't care what you've done. Don't let the enemy beat on you and say you can't be like everybody else. Well, a lot of everybody else is faking it anyway. If they're not in the truth and understand what God has done, let's be honest about this. You know, we don't let the blood of Christ cover it up. We try to cover it up ourselves. And I'm going to tell you, after a while, it smells pretty bad. It really does. And the issue is, that God can totally cleanse your life and you can be what God wants you to be now and whatever time you have left until Jesus comes. And that's the issue. Now, all he can do is distract you, but you don't have to accept those thoughts if it's from Satan. You don't have to accept guilt. You don't have to accept evil thoughts. Yes, they're in your mind. Just don't meditate on them. Refuse those in the blood of Jesus Christ and put your mind on something else. You are in control of what you think. You're not in control of what comes in your mind, but you're in control of what you think of on a consistent basis. That's your responsibility. It's not God's. It's very interesting with Adam and Eve. God said, okay, Adam and Eve, I have created you. I have created the world. Now get out there and conquer it for Jesus. Are you listening to me? That's really what he said. And that's what he's saying to you and I. I created you. I put you on this earth. Now go out and conquer your life for Jesus Christ. That is the issue. Is it a responsibility? Yes. God's done his work. Now we're to do our work. Are you listening to me? He did it all on the cross. I'm not saying he's not going to help you now. He will. But the issue is his major work was done. Now ours is still going. You see. There'll be a time where with Jesus and then we really have some work to do. You see. It's going to be with him all the time. Now, God interjects thoughts into your heart and the heart into the mind. And that's the way he works. He does this. It'll be spontaneous. It's not something you have to drag up like it weighs 500 pounds. It'll come easy. But it'll just be an inner flow of thoughts or pictures in your mind. That's exactly the way Jesus received the word from the Father. God, Jesus showed us how to do it. He said, I never do anything unless the Father tells me to do it. And he said, I can't do anything without the Father. And so the way the Father would do, he would show him a picture of something that was going to come up and it was going to happen. Or he would put thoughts in his mind and tell him some things are going to happen. Like, there's going to be a man come and he's going to need healing because he's deaf and dumb. And Jesus would be ready. And the guy would come and Jesus would pray and he'd be healed just like that. He had already gotten the word from the Father. And that's what prophecy is. That's what these gifts of the Spirit are. And some people don't want to have anything to do with them. Well, if you want to hear from God, he's going to talk about those things. Now, Jesus, he lived out of the thoughts and the pictures in his mind of God. Pictures in his mind are visions and dreams. But then he had thoughts from God. He had words from God. And what you have to do is put God's word more important than man's word. You have to have God's word more important than your word, you see. I said more important than your word. Okay. Now, that's the issue. And that's the way Jesus lived. Look in John 15 and verse 19 as we get into the word here. And I'm going to really show you some interesting things here today, I hope. I'm going to explain something. Okay. Now, John chapter 5. And verse 19, and this is says, and Jesus answered and said, verily, verily, I say unto you, the Son, meaning himself, the Son can do nothing of himself but what he sees the Father do. That's the pictures in his mind. He saw what the Father wanted to do. I want you to see this because God sometimes speaks in pictures. But what he sees the Father do, for whatever things he doeth, these also does the Son in the same manner. Look at verse 20. For the Father loves the Son and shows him all things that he himself does, and he will show him greater works than these, that you may marvel. Verse 30. I can of my own self do nothing. As I hear, I judge, and my judgment is just, because I seek not my own will, but the will of the Father who sent me. Now, Jesus Christ is teaching us. God's will has to be more important than your will. God put a will in us so we make decisions. Jesus said, I judge every thought that comes into my mind, and don't you believe that Satan even put thoughts in the mind of Jesus? I want you to know that. Satan put thoughts in the mind of Jesus. He just didn't accept them. He judged between the thoughts, and he made a decision, and he chose the voice of God. And that was the issue. Now, you know, it's really no different the way children think. They get an idea, they think and they do it. They get an idea and they think and they do it. God gives us an idea. He wants us to think on it and he wants us to do it. It works the same way. He said, if you're going to enter the kingdom of God, you got to do it like a little child. What was he talking about? He said, like a parent talking to the child and the parent obeying. That's what it was about. The parent knows more than the child, so the parent's teaching the child. God knows more in us, so he's teaching us. We are as children before the Lord because of he's so much wiser than we are that he has to train us and teach us, but you have to let him do it. How would it be go to first grade and not paying attention to what the teacher said? Guess what? You're going to take the first grade over. Have you got it? There's a lot of it. God's been speaking all this time. We haven't paid any attention. So God says, okay, let's start over. And if you don't do it here and you're a Christian, you're going to start over in heaven. Are you listening to me? Because somewhere you're going to be taught the word of God if you're a Christian, either here or there. And that's the issue. Because he is much wiser than we are. He wants to teach us what he knows so we can be as him. Not God, but a little lower than God. Are you listening to me? We're not going to be God, regardless of what some religious teachers say. We're not going to be God, but we're going to be a little lower than God, but we're going to be as Christ on this earth. Okay. God has joined himself to man. That's the way it is. Listen to me. God has joined himself to man if you're a Christian. He has joined himself to you. So you and him are one in your spirit. I've talked about this before. Not soul. You're working on that. Not body yet. We're going to get a new one. But the point is, he's going to be speaking to your mind. He's going to put thoughts in your mind, these gentle thoughts into your mind, and you need to listen to what God is saying. Now, these thoughts will be more wiser than your thoughts. These thoughts will be more healing than your thoughts. And these thoughts will be more loving than your thoughts. I want you to understand. That's one of the ways you recognize it. They'll be wiser, they'll be more healing, they'll be more loving, and they'll be more motivating in your thoughts. I'm talking about God speaking. You need to know who they're supernatural. Okay, how many here's ever heard from the Lord? Heard the voice of God. How'd you hear it? Ken, how'd you hear it? Okay, pictures and watching a movie. Somebody else. Yes.
I was coming up with cellar basements.
Okay.
And I was carrying a load of wet clothes.
Yes.
And at this time I was running daycare. I had about 8 kids and they were all little. They were all sleeping up. I was walking upstairs, cellar, basement stairs.
Right.
And I felt myself falling backwards.
Okay.
And I was kind of like this.
Okay.
And a hand print, I felt on the back of my shoulders, just lifted me straight up.
Lifted you right up.
And I that's all I could say was, oh God.
Yeah.
And I just felt that hand. It was a warm, soft lift.
Now that was a miracle of God. Yes. That was a miracle of God, yes.
And I
Yes.
It actually felt like I was wrapped in a warm blanket.
Okay.
It was held.
Yes. Okay. Now, you see, there's three different things right there, different ways that God worked with somebody. So the issue is he doesn't work with everybody the same way. Some people speak in pictures. Some people he'll speak in a voice. Some people will be some kind of action that you just know God's there. And now, I can tell you right now, Satan's talking to some people here and putting in your mind already, you're not worthy to hear from God. You're also, some of you are getting this thought that God's not going to speak to you because of something you did. Now, I'm going to tell you that's a lie of the devil. Don't you receive it. Don't you believe it. God can work with anybody. There's nothing he can't repair. There's nothing he can't restore. He can restore the years, the locust of Eden. Now, God is speaking in all kinds of ways. I bet if I could talk 10 more people, they'd tell me 10 different ways that God spoke to them. He can speak through an object. He can speak through angels. He can speak through another person. He can speak through your circumstances. He can speak in all kinds of ways, and God is speaking. You have to be listening. You have to be willing to listen to God. Now, I'm going to explain something to you, and this is not particularly, it is and it isn't. The Bible doesn't mention this specifically, but both of us have a brain with basically two parts. We have a brain divided in two sections. That's what they call the left brain and the right brain. And that's true. Everybody has that. And some people use their left brain more than their right brain. I'm going to explain what all this means. The left brain usually is where you speak language. You have number skills. You have written language. You read. You reason in your mind. And it controls the right side, basically, of your body. Now, the reason they know that is because people had their brain injured and they're paralyzed on one side, or they can't use one side of their body, or some of these kind of things. But the issue is you have what's called a right brain, and the right brain controls the left side of the body. It's where you are creative. It's where you have music awareness, where you have 3D dimensions, where you have you appreciate art, you appreciate nature, and you appreciate beauty and all these kind of things. And your imagination and your intuition are there. And it's all, I call it the creative side of your mind, which is called the right brain. And then the left brain is where you reason things out. Now, some people live pretty much on one side or the other. They're so creative, they're almost no earthly good. You know, you ever met anybody like that? They're just always dreaming and always into the... Well, that's the right brain side. Now, here's the issue. That's the side where a lot of times God speaks. And so if you're a person that has to reason out everything and figure everything out before you receive it, you're going to have a hard time listening to God. But God speaks to both sides. But on the left side, he will speak mostly through his word. On the right side, he'll speak through a voice or through some creative thing. Have you ever looked at a sunset and say, oh, God did a job on that one. Hallelujah. And you really appreciate that. And you got somebody next to you and say, oh, isn't that a beautiful sunset? Oh, yeah, it's okay. Let's go on. You ever had that experience? Or maybe that's you. You don't care about nature. You don't care about sunsets. You don't care about art. You don't care about any of that stuff. God can still speak to you, but he's going to speak the most time if it's a spoken word or something in your mind. A lot of times it'll be on the right side. And so creative people many times hear from God. You know, and that's why, let me explain something. That's why you have a lot of churches where there's a lot more women than there are men, because they have more of a tendency to listen out of that right side. Who were the people that supported Jesus Christ? Mostly the women. Who was the first one to the tomb? You see. And it's very interesting. Women are usually more creative, not always. But the point is that God wants us to be balanced. He wants us to be balanced. We need to reason things out. But sometimes when God says something, you're not going to reason it out. He just wants you to do it because he knows a lot more than we do. And he knows what's coming down the road. So the issue is we need to be both. We need to be able to reason things out. But the issue is, and you have some churches that are full of people that the Word of God is everything, but nobody ever hears from God other than from the Word because God just doesn't speak to that way today. Did you ever hear that kind of stuff? Okay, that's because that's left brain thinking. It's a left brain church, if you want to put it that way. And that's why we try to teach the whole Bible, because you get the whole picture, and you're going to be able to function from both sides. A lot of times I'll get something from God when I'm reading the Word of God, and then sometimes I'll get something from God. He just speaks to my, when he just speaks to my through my thoughts, it's on the right side. And when he speaks through here, it's usually the left side. And so that's the way we are. And what God really wants us to be is be balanced, but some people are just totally overboard one side and totally overboard the other. And they usually have a hard... The one that's on the left side who reasons everything out and is totally on that side sometimes has very few friends. They're loners. Are you listening to me? And the ones on the right side, they got friends all over the place. I mean, everybody's a friend and all this kind of thing. And that's the way we're made. That's the way God put us together. And you have to understand that different people's personality is because sometimes they're more right brain, sometimes they're more left brain. And what we really want to be, I'll tell you, and in school, what do they teach you mostly? How to reason things out, your alphabets, your numbers, how to read, do all this stuff. It's all left brain. Unless you're in a school that teaches art and teaches drama and teaches all that stuff, because that's right brain. And that's why movie stars are so weird sometimes. They're right brain, you understand? And it's all this creative thing, and they're just kind of floating through life doing all kinds of crazy things, and they don't reason out much of anything. And they have 20 wives and who knows what else, because they just kind of float through everything, you see. And so you have to understand how people are, and you'll have churches that have certain personalities and so forth. Sometimes they take on the personality of the pastor. Sometimes they take on the personality of somebody else, because if he's right brain, man, I don't want to hear anything about the spiritual gifts, man. That stuff's not for today and all this kind of baloney. And it's because they're all in the Word and the Word is everything. But they only take the part of the Word they want to take, you understand. But the issue is they got to reason everything out. And if they can't figure out spiritual gifts, they say, well, that's just not for today. We're not going to have anything to do with that. They might be great people, and it might be a great church, and they might be leading people to Jesus. I mean, I'm just telling you, I'm not putting them down. I'm just explaining why things are like they are and how God speaks to us. Now, if you read the list of spiritual gifts in the Bible, you'll find out there's all kinds of different gifts, and not everybody has the same gifts. There's evangelists, pastors, teachers, all that stuff. And then there's the gift of healings and the gift of miracles, and there's all of that whole list of gifts, and the gift of prophecy and all these kind of things. And not everybody has the same gifts, so not everybody's going to hear in the same way the things of God. Okay? And so I just wanted to explain that, how that whole thing works. And so if you're left brain, you might probably be good in reading, writing, and arithmetic. If you're right brain, you're going to be art, music, drama, creative, whatever. But anyway, God speaks in that still small voice, usually through the creative side. And then on the left brain, he speaks usually through when you're reading the word, memorizing the word, speaking the word of God. So the point is to be balanced in your life, because a lot of people will hear from God, the point is, when they're out in nature. They'll go take a walk in the park and God will just start speaking. Are you listening to me? Or they'll be out in a boat somewhere on a lake and God just starts speaking. Well, he's speaking through the right side. Somebody else, they may be knee-deep in work and they're reasoning everything out, but they get a scripture in their mind and God will speak through that scripture, and that's probably left brain, you see. So it's kind of interesting how it works. But you don't have to worry about all of that, but the issue is that God speaks and you need to be listening and you need to know God's voice, your voice, and the enemy's voice. It's just that simple is the best way I know how to put it. Okay, it's time for me to quit. We'll talk about a little bit more of this again, but I want you to know how all these things work, and that's why you should not.